Okay. I'm Chief Kenneth Phelps with the Sacramento Department of Public Safety's Office of Professional Responsibility. We do internal affairs stuff for the Department of Public Safety, which includes the Highway Patrol, State Transport, so forth and so on. Okay, I'm conducting an interview today with Yvette Bradley. At this time, I would like to inform you that this interview is being recorded, okay?
Okay.
All right. Present during this interview is Investigator Larry Bowers. As a notary, I have the authority to administer the oath in connection with my duties. So, because this is an official department function, I'm going to swear you in, okay. Tell the truth, okay? So, if you look, can you raise your right hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you, Yvette Bradley, swear and affirm that the statement you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, this interview is being conducted at the Lee County Magistrate's Office. On today's date, March 24th, 2014, at 10:35 a.m., has anyone threatened, coerced, or promised you anything in order to induce a statement, induce you to make a statement now?
No.
Okay. All right. Basically, what I wanted to show to you is I was trying to figure out who produced this document.
Okay.
It's a, we call it Ishmael Order.
Right.
How did this document get created?
She actually called and said that she needed to do an Ishmael.
Who is she?
Officer Alford.
Okay.
She called in. Usually they'll call me in whatever date, which I put on there that I get a call. And she told me what the situation was. And I asked her how, you know, well, I did actually did it. And then she came in and I told her to read it to if that was okay with her. And she said it sounded fine, and she signed it.
Okay. Did anybody else talk to you about producing that document?
No.
Okay. Did First Sergeant Borowski ask you personally to produce that document?
No. I talked with her.
Okay. Do you know if First Sergeant Borowski talked to anybody else about?
I don't know.
Okay. And as far as the part I was zeroing in on was line number four. It says, this case should be reopened for the following reasons. The ticket was signed off in error. Information received was inconclusive. Did Sergeant Alford craft those words?
No, I did.
Okay. And did she make any comment to you to kind of lead you saying that that's maybe the most appropriate language?
No.
Okay. As far as the actual test result, did she mention to you about what the tests were on the drugs that she had submitted?
No. Well, I mean, she just told me that, I can't remember, she said they couldn't or they didn't test it because it was burnt, pretty much.
Okay, they didn't or they couldn't test it because it was burnt.
Right.
Okay. But did she express to you what she thought she had submitted?
No.
Okay. Did she say that she didn't say that she thought it was actual marijuana or...
I mean, we didn't really have a lengthy conversation about it. She pretty much, when she came in to sign it, I asked her again because I had one of the other ladies that sat out there with me so she could hear what she said as well. Mm-hmm. So make sure I didn't, when she called that, you know,
okay.
I heard what I thought I heard, so.
Okay. All right. And tell me just a little bit of your function. What is your job here in the courthouse?
I pretty much traffic. I put in all the tickets from pretty much everybody. I dispose of all the tickets. Pretty much anything to do with the traffic tickets I deal with.
Okay. All right. But your recollection of what was said about the test is that it was either burnt and they couldn't test it or they didn't test it.
Correct.
Okay. All right. You think of anything else? Is there anything I failed to ask you that you want to add?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. And is there anything that I failed to ask that you think is pertinent to this investigation?
No.
Okay. It was painless, wasn't it?
A little bit. Okay. I get nervous when I'm being recorded.
I see. Yeah, now. Okay. You sit down or nothing. But you requested not to discuss or disclose your statement to anyone other than the Office of Professional Responsibility and departmental officials. I know you work here,
yeah.
So that's a request. I can't lock you up if you so talking to folks, okay? But we just trying to be fair to everybody, okay? So I'm gonna leave it at that, okay?
Okay.
Just about I got 10:40.